Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
I didn't get saved to have a social community. I got saved because I was lost, and I needed the desperate healing and salvation of the only Savior, Jesus Christ. And without Him, I'm busting hell wide open right now. But because I said yes to Jesus, if you don't come to church, I'm still coming to worship Him. If you don't give your money, I'm still going to give my money to the kingdom work. If you don't want to serve Him when it gets too hard, that's up to you. I preached to pews empty in here. I came to tell you, you better make up your mind right now. I'm going to serve Him no matter what. Let me just stop right here and say this to you, all you parents and grandparents. Because you've had the blessings of the Lord. And you've lived in a society where you could turn on the television and get some Andy Griffith. And didn't have to worry about what your kids were watching on cartoons. Not in that world anymore. We're in a world where anything goes and the enemy is after you. But more importantly, he's after that generation out there. And they're doing everything they can. And you know what? We need some folks in here who are adults to say, I feel the call to get up and start doing something. Instead of always receiving, I need to get up and begin to give. Well, I knew that went over like a lead balloon. But I got news for you, my dear friends. We're going to push hard for this next generation. We're going to push hard for the college and career. We're going to push hard. You know why? Because this is the generation who knew not the God of their fathers. We're looking at people that have been elected into office who know not the God of their father, Joseph. Come on, somebody. Let me give you the reality of this. Did a little calculation here. First three and a half years of the tribulation period. How many of you ever seen the football stadium, 50,000 seats in that football stadium? How many of you ever, that's not a trick question. How many of you have seen the stadiums with 50, 60, 80,000 seats? You came to Bible class. You didn't come to tickle your ears. Bible said there'll be a whole bunch of preachers out there that will tickle your ears and tell you what you want to hear. But I am equipping you on a Wednesday night so that you can face the devil down without fear and without favor and say, I'm going to live for Jesus no matter what. You better teach your children and your grandchildren. Because entertainment is taking over and all this stuff is going on. Violence filling our land. Can't go to the grocery store without... And Islam, I'm going to tell you like it is. Y'all all right? And people don't want to hear it, but Facebook has expunged this man's profile. He is an Islamic terrorist that came from Syria, and his father and him himself both had a full Facebook of Islamic territory, Islamic radicalization that was on their Facebook. But Facebook... I had a pastor friend of mine. Well, I'll just tell you, Pastor J.T. Guyton, who owns the Destiny TV, who, by the help and grace of God and his love for this church, donates to this church every Sunday morning from 10 o'clock until we're through. Free airtime on his Destiny TV channel that goes on Roku around the world, and he's expanding every day. And he called me today, and he said, you know, I'm thinking about some things about social media and some things like that to try to reach out further and want to toss some things by. And we started talking about it. Started talking about the effect that it has. And I said, let me tell you, I am moving people as quickly as I can to the website and to the app on their phone for Pace Assembly, because the day is coming when what I say to you right now will not be there. So 50,000 people, get this in your mind, in the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period, in a 50,000-seat stadium, you've all seen it. Only had 10 people raise their hand, but every one of you has seen it. Get that image in your mind. Get this picture. 40,000 stadiums with 50,000 people in every stadium. You got that image? This is the number of people that are going to die in the first 3.5 years, approximately, and most of them are going to die because, not because of all the other stuff that's happening around the world, the tribulation of the Antichrist coming to power, simply because they had no food. You know how Stalin killed most of the people in his time? He starved them. He's a greater killer than Hitler was in that respect. He starved them into submission. Are you hearing me? So when this takes place, just as fast as you watched COVID come on the scene, and this time last year, you were not even in this building. I was teaching. We moved all those cameras up front. We had a bank of computers over here, and I was teaching to an empty congregational, empty building, with the exception of the people that were here to help. Just like that. When Jesus comes, just like that, everything's going to flip. Everything's going to change. Now, come on. Are you here? How fast do they take it off the shelf when they hear of a hurricane? I've been to the stores. I've looked for some of the stuff that I have bought in these stores for years. Went into one store the other day and I said, well, they'll have it. Oh, no, they don't. They're not keeping that stock. Why? What's going on? Well, everybody's moved online. Well, isn't that convenient? Yes, it's absolutely convenient. Come on, isn't it convenient? Order it and they bring it and drop it off at the house. You walk outside, get your gallon of milk, take it in the house. That's brilliant. Come on, isn't it brilliant? I mean, you don't even have to leave the comfort of your couch. You can order an entire meal, have it delivered there, hot and fresh. Come on, don't sit on me now. Why am I saying that? Because the conditioning is a deceptive measure. Pastor, should we? And then people want to swing the pendulum. Okay, so I won't order any more DoorDash. No. I'll never go through Dunkin' Donut again. No. No. It means you've got to turn on the lights. And you've got to be able to say, okay, wait a minute. I'm going to function because I got to function like Daniel in this pagan world. And I'm going to do what I need to do. And I got one eye over here and I got the other eye toward the sky. And at the moment he says go, I'll be ready to go. Until then, occupy, Jesus said, until I come. Let's go a little deeper here, because this, you're watching in Daniel 3, the absolute authoritative control of a society that demands that they all bow down and worship, and started with the leaders, governors, sheriffs, so forth. You will submit because we... Are you hearing me? The statue was overlaid with gold. Please understand this. It was not solid gold. It was gold-plated. You want me to tell you what was on the inside? Not dripping chocolate. It was a hollow Easter bunny overlaid with gold. It was empty on the inside. On the outside, it looked incredible. But on the inside, it was empty and lifeless and dead. And are you listening to me? Churches that have got gold all over the place. And you walk in and say, wow, this has got it going on. But on the inside, it's empty and hollow. I need something that's pure through and through. Give me the gospel, Pastor. I don't want to hear your opinion. Give me the word. Teach me. Preach to me. Don't let me sit here and eat up some kind of cereal pablum. Give me some meat that I can charge the gates of hell with. I'm not going to stand before the Lord with blood dripping off of my hand. I'm going to tell you like it is, and you can live it or not live it. But when we get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing it's going to be. Somebody ought to bless him right now. You better choose what becomes priority. Because by the time that we get to the place where they say, you know, I used to hear preachers in Bible prophecy. I heard this one back here. Preachers in Bible prophecy tell me stuff. I mean, you talk about shaking in my shoes. You don't hear that anymore. Let's make sure everybody feels good. I want you to know that is not my number one thing. Oh, God. If you don't feel good going out the door, that ain't my problem. You know why? Because if being saved is not enough to excite you and to be able to turn your crank, and I've got to have somebody sing me a song and pass me a bullet. Are you kidding me? I'm coming up into the house of God because I'm alive. You shake off this worldly dullness and the numbness and the Novocaine that the enemy is shoving in your head and get yourself to the house of God and get your family sitting in here. And if I call a revival, you better be in this house worshiping God. I didn't say worship me. I said worship God. Call off your vacation. Call off everything else and get God as the priority of your life. Otherwise, one day you're going to be commanded. And you know what you'll do? Okay. Whatever you say. Whatever you say, I'll do whatever. Come on, let's shake ourselves right here. Lift those hands up and thank God your name's written in the book if it is. This ain't no game, my dear friend. We're not playing little Wednesday night Bible class. We're talking about life and death here. Well, I just don't feel it. I don't have to feel it. I can't say that I felt anything on the day I got saved. But I was just as saved as I am right now. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Now, if the Lord has done anything in your life, then that world out there and those family members need to hear you talk about Jesus before God closes the door to the ark and nobody else can get in. Come on, somebody, lift those hands. I feel the Spirit of the Lord. All over this room, you can go through the ritual of religion if you want to, but the Spirit of the Lord is stirring up this house for a revival to come. This world needs a revival, and it's going to start with you. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. Okay, I hear you, Spirit of the Lord. I hear you. I want everybody in this place, you can bow where you are, but I want a bunch of you to get around this altar. We're going in prayer right now. God's calling a Holy Ghost prayer meeting. God is calling us to get a hold of him tonight. Check our own self. Flood these altars right now. I ain't got no music to play for you. I ain't got nothing to be able to tantalize your emotion. I came to tell you, you better stir your heart.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you and help you in your walk with the Lord. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, paceassembly.org, and we'll be glad to get you the information. Or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and we'll be glad to correspond with you. We want to thank you for joining us each day at this same time, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.